Hey guys, it's Raf. Before we get into the show, I just want to quickly mention that Nako and Medicine for the People have a brand new, very timely album called Take Your Power Back. It's an 18-track manifesto addressing the spiritual, physical, and emotional evolution that comes from learning to love yourself. And couldn't we all use more of that? Take Your Power Back sees Nako venturing into new musical territories by fusing conscious lyricism with genre-bending production. I love Nako, and I'm super excited to hear this album, so I hope you check it out wherever you get music. And without further ado, here's the episode. Hello, and welcome to 3 from the 7, Relix's weekly news podcast chronicling three of our biggest news stories from the past 7 days. My name is Raf Kenny-Sincotta. They tell me I'm the associate editor of Relix Magazine, and I am joined by the coolest gal I know, calling in from her commune in upstate New York. She's now basically a cult leader, Karina Reichman.
Hey, call me cult leader. I can make your ass shake. What's up, Raf? How you doing?
I'm doing well, Karina. I'm doing very well. I'm not sure if that cult leader thing, I don't want to insult the people you're with, but...
Oh, it's all good.
It's a cool cult. I wish I was there.
It's a pretty cool cult. I mean, you know, as things go, and on the cult tip, this is a pretty good one. So yeah, you're welcome anytime. You're basically already in the cult. You don't live here.
I'm part of the propaganda division.
Totally
spew out pro Karina propaganda to the impressionable youth of America, and
that's what we need.
There's a great line from The Office though, where it's like Creed talking about cults, and he goes, "You know, you have more fun as a follower, but you make more money as a leader." So
I like that.
A follower of the cult of Karina.
Ah, well, I'm a follower of the cult of Raf, so we're going to have to really, you know, do some dividing and conquering something like that.
We'll do a collab one of these days. Speaking of collab, I'm not sure if it'll come out with this episode, but we have a new logo that we kind of collabed on together, Karina. You created this really cool me and you sitting in the middle of space on your guitar, which is very cool.
Oh my God, yes. You see, I kind of, I've gotten into my new... digital collage art form that basically features me photoshopping different people, usually riding bottles of Quintarelli wine through the cosmos. But for you and I, yeah, I made us sitting on my bass through the cosmos because you are a cosmos traverser, Raf. It really is a thing. So
I'm just along for the ride on this crazy 3 from 7
so
journey.
Hey, I hope, I hope it, you know. It comes out soon. It's a cool thing, and I love making those things. Basically, I just annoy my friends, and I'm like, look, I photoshopped you on a churro in space. Isn't that fucking crazy? Good time.
Well, in addition to our logo changing, the live music industry is changing constantly in this crazy COVID-19 world of ours, which brings us to our first story of the week. There's all of these different formats, Karina. We kind of touched on it last week, but in the interim between last week and this week, all of these drive-in shows have come out. My dudes in Spafford down in Arizona on May 24th are going to do a drive-in performance. The Beanstalk Festival in Colorado has, like, transitioned into a drive-in event. Well, what's your take on this, Karina? Do you think that we're seeing a reemergence of the drive-in? Are we, you know, drive-in movies, drive-in concerts? Is this our new normal?
I mean, you know, it's definitely starting to be a thing, right? And I mean, anything in the right direction is a positive in my book. Of course, I would love for things to resume as they were, like, you know, when it's deemed safe to do so. But, you know, for now, at least bands can play and people can pull in with their cars. You know, I think the margins on putting on an event like this they're not great in terms of, you know, staff making money and band making money and promoter and et cetera, et cetera. But that's neither here nor there. And I just want to, you know, continue to see trends going in this direction of, you know, people performing, people attending, and if we need to be segregated in cars to do so, then so be it, right? I don't know. I think it's cool.
Yeah, if I could be so bold as to just give a PSA to anyone in Arizona or Colorado, or even I know South Carolina's Poor House is opening up, just not to stand up on my high horse, but like the whole world, the whole live music world is watching, so please be safe, please be smart. Because I think these events are really going to be tipping points of, you know, whether this is going to become a thing across the country. I think a lot of promoters are watching these events. I think a lot of bands are watching these events. So please, everybody who's going to the Spafford show or Beanstalk or going to the Poorhouse this week, be smart, wash your hands, wear a mask, wear gloves, because God knows I would love to go to a drive-in show in New York, and I want this thing to keep happening, because God, I miss live music.
Oh, you and me both. And you know, there's talk about them taking the Yankee Stadium parking lot and doing something of the sort there. And that would be a thrill, you know? And I agree with you. It's really, you know, it's so bizarre to even think that we're going through this, even though it's been literally how we've been living for the past, what, 2.5 months more, blah, blah, blah. But I agree with you, and it's, there's going to be a real curve as to, like, you know, just letting a show play. Fuck the margins. It's not even, you know, I think there will be a period of time where neither band nor promoter, walk away with much dough because the margins are changing, things are different, blah, blah, blah. But none of that matters. People are going to just be watching to see, can we, you know, do this? Can we put on live shows? In what ways? And, like, you know, how do we ease back into this? And Lord knows, Raph, I do this for a living, so I would really love to ease back into this. This would be great.
It would if you played a show in the Yankee Stadium parking lot, it would be full circle, because didn't you, like, go to, like, a crazy metal show and you were front row at Yankee Stadium once?
I sure was, yeah. And on the front of the New York Times art section, you know, yeah, that was the big four for those of you keeping score at home. That was Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, and Anthrax. 2011, I believe it was September 14th, but I could be wrong. Yeah, we were definitely front row for that. That would be great. And I've seen Roger Waters there and a number of other, you know, great events at Yankee Stadium, including Yankee games.
There you go. Go Yankees. Yeah.
So I would be stoked to attend. I would be stoked to perform. I just, you know, let's see what happens in New York State, man. I mean, shit. We'll see. I'm in. It's so weird, this new reality, if you will. It's like just so fluid and changing, and info comes in, info goes out. What are we to believe? What are we to do? It's a crazy moment. We're just taking it step by step, living here day by day, right? I don't know. I think it's insane, and just riding out this storm and, like, you know, baby steps. Yeah. Of course, there's, like, the, can we unpause this? It's like, sure, but when you unpause, it's not like, you know, you just, you know, click your heels together and everything goes back to normal. It's going to be a real, like, readjustment that takes time and effort and cooperation from the people. It's gonna be a thing, but let's go. Let's start now with these drive-ins. I think it's great.
Absolutely. And then this actually transitions perfectly into our second story of the week, Karina, because all of us music fans were wondering what we can do. And Oteil Burbridge, bassist for Dead & Company and formerly of the Allman Brothers, he and his wife recently donated plasma to critically ill COVID-19 patients. It is a great way for people to kind of be part of those helpers who are out there trying to fight this thing, and it makes you feel like you're part of the team. He actually started feeling symptoms of COVID-19 following the ABB 50 show, which me and Karina were both at, actually, on March 10th at Madison Square Garden. Him and his wife, Jess, then tested positive for antibodies, and then after being cleared by a doctor, they went and donated plasma, which was super, super cool, and there's a great photo on Oteil's Instagram of him and his wife really, you know, doing the right thing and getting out there. It's an exciting and crazy thing, and I'm just proud of Oteil, I think, Karina, for getting out there and showing people that you can do some stuff and you don't have to be scared. You can do something really brave and really cool.
Absolutely. I'm all into that. Donating plasma is, you know, one amazing way to really, like, you know, help out in a very one-on-one and, like, you know, tangible way. So that is super, super cool. We were both at that event, and, you know, that was my second to last live music hurrah before this all hit the fan. And, yeah, I mean, good way to go out for sure. Poor Oteil. I mean,
I'm not a doctor, Karina. I don't know what plasma does, but I've been told it's very good, and it helps people.
You and me both.
I'm not going to stand up here and pretend I'm a doctor and like I know what all of this is, but I know if it's good enough for Oteil and it's helping people, it's good enough for me. Although I don't think I have any of the antibodies or anything because I don't think I got COVID-19, but I do think eventually I'd like to, you know, figure out that whole situation once once Nassau County, where I'm at right now, kind of cools down a little bit.
Yeah, totally. I think that's a wise way to go, and you can figure it out then. It's all going to work out, you know? All I know, and I'm not a soapbox doctor either, and by soapbox doctor, I mean somebody standing on a soapbox.
No, she means a doctor in a soapbox, a tiny doctor.
Right, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. A little, just a tiny doctor. And I know opinions are like assholes.
Everybody's got one
right now. But all I'm saying is that if you have antibodies in your blood, and then somebody is suffering from the virus and they don't have enough of that, if you were to give them your blood with more antibodies to fight the virus, that is a good thing. Am I right, Raph?
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen from the congregation.
I mean, you know, there's so much speculation. What does it mean if you have the antibodies? How long are you immune? Are you immune? What happens when you get it again, if you get it again? The experts that I have read say that if you get it again, it will be a milder version of what you had the first time. You know what I mean? Anyway, who's to say? It's crazy. This whole thing's insane. And shout out to Oteil, man. It's fucking great. And I suggest anybody who, you know, suspects they had it, go. If you're of, you know, age and willing to, you know, do so, go to a Quest Diagnostics near you. Get your blood taken, get your results, and then get back in there and give some blood. I think it's, you know, it's a great way to go.
Knowledge is power, and that's all you can say.
Totally.
And Karina, moving on to our third story, our, you know, only non-COVID-19 story.
Thank God.
I know.
Thank God.
I can't help
it.
The people who are listening, the music scene is just really waited on bated breath with all this COVID stuff. So I do my best to try and get a mix in here.
You do a great job. You do an amazing job. And I'm sorry. I feel like I just rambled on like one of these fucking people on the internet who's like, oh, well, let me tell you about the fucking virus. It's like, Jesus, you don't know. You don't know. All you could do is read, but you don't know. Anyway, that's...
My expertise lies in jams and not infectious diseases or viruses or whatever, but I do my best for the people.
Girl, same.
It's like, if y'all want to talk about tasty jams, I'm here all day, but I'll do my best for this COVID-19 thing.
Oh, baby.
Speaking of incredible music, Neil Young has announced that he will release a lost album from 1975. It's called Homegrown. He wrote it after a nasty breakup, and in a long message, he kind of says that he was too hurt. He couldn't listen to the record, so he shelved it and hasn't released it. And it will be released this June. It's got 12 tracks. It's got guests like Levon Helm and Robbie Robertson and Emmylou Harris. And a lot of people are really excited about it, Karina. It dates between Harvest and Comes a Time, so really just a golden age of Neil Young. I'm not going to pretend that I'm like a Neil Young aficionado, but do I listen to Harvest regularly? Yes. Is it a masterpiece? Of course. And if this is a record that is the predecessor or the following record to that, I'm super into it and cannot wait to hear it.
This is so cool. I mean, it's unbelievable if, you know, 1975 Neil, who wrote a record, you know, after he got totally devastatingly heartbroken and could not release it because it was so emotionally raw for him. And we get that now? I mean, that is a beautiful blessing for, you know, everybody. I think that's so incredible. And it has Levon and Robbie and Emmylou. I mean, this is wildly exciting, I would say. And I would just, it makes you wonder how many other artists that we know and love, you know, that are super celebrated, seminal, and just, you know, have produced some of the greatest records of all time, which I believe Neil has as well. Who has a shelved album that we haven't heard because they, you know, felt that they couldn't put it out or listen to it or whatever. Like, that's just, it really makes you scratch your head. Like, I wonder if there's like a lost Pink Floyd album or a lost Zeppelin or like, you know, anything like that, that, you know, wow. Anyway, it blows
my mind.
That's
a great question though, Karina, honestly. It makes you wonder, you know, we're deadheads out here. It makes me wonder, did Jerry Garcia or Robert Hunter kind of have these songs that they didn't, might not even put pen to paper or tape to a microphone or anything, but they had, you know, these really emotional stuff that was locked away and was never going to be heard. Or yeah, like a Zeppelin or any, or an Elvis Costello record that was too hard for him to write. Now, Karina, you fancy yourself an artiste. You are, you plug in and play. Have you ever written anything that is just for you type of thing?
Oh, there's so much shit that has never seen the light of day. Absolutely. And probably will not. Yeah, absolutely. But not, I mean, I feel like I certainly am not like, oh yeah, I'm sitting on this complete record that, you know, I'll just put on the show. Like, not Neil Young 1975 level.
Now, don't sell yourself like, short, Karina.
Well.
You're talented.
Just,
I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you. But point being, no, I don't have like a, you know, an album with like a cohesive thought behind it that I just was like, oh, it's too raw for me and for the people. I need to shelve it. I just have, you know, a lot of disparate little ditties, if you will, that that I was like, oh yeah, you know, I love this, but like, yeah, I'll sit on it probably forever. Yes.
Crazy. It makes you wonder how prolific Neil Young really is, that he was able to at his potentially artistic peak write an entire record, get all these guests, and then just be like, nah, I'm good, I'll go and write.
It's
Comes
unreal.
A Time.
It really is a fascinating thing. I'm all bullshit aside, I'm really excited for this. I'm totally geeking out. And yeah, let's see. I feel like this is such a weird time for musicians and music lovers and whatnot. I feel like, you know, like what Phish did with Sigma Oasis and just dropping it because we need a little something right now in our lives. And putting out a record is a great, you know, thing to do when the whole live music world is just upside down and confusing and very weird. So I don't know. I hope we maybe see a trend in people putting things out that they were not intending on putting out, and, you know, things coming in hot. I think this is a great thing. Thanks, Neil, for everything.
Yeah, he continues to do his fireside sessions too. If you go on his Neil Young Archives website, periodically he'll put out these cool little mini concerts, and he's like busting out, you know, old tunes that he hasn't played live in a decade or any of that crazy stuff. So keep your eyes on Neil Young. He's definitely continues to be prolific. And then, Karina, as we kind of wrap this sucker up, we have a little bit of listener mail from Mr. Jason Steinberg, who listens to the show. He said, what's up, Raph and Karina? I hope all is well. And he loves the new Karina t-shirts. He plans on grabbing one. So, Karina, tell me about this t-shirt, because it blew up a little bit. People love the shirt.
I mean, I sold out of larges and extra larges right quick. I have like 4 mediums left and then like 10 smalls. And this is out of like, I mean, shit, I sold a lot of shirts. I sold well over 100 shirts.
Hell yeah.
And it's been just amazing. Like, I just, you know, it's so cool and I'm so grateful I can, you know, make an Instagram post and that actually converts to people, you know, buying a shirt. It's unbelievable. And I'm super, super grateful. And the shirt is designed by Mr. Nate Gonzalez, who is super rad poster artist and just general designer. He made all the Live From Out There art and continues to work with those guys and, you know, has designed so many things for all the bands that we know and love and listen to. And he kills it. I highly suggest checking him out. It's at Nate Moon Life is his little Instagram tag. Anyway, so yeah, thank you, Jason Steinberg. I'm so glad you dig the tees and you bought one. And thank you to everybody who bought one. And I think it's going to be a limited situation, Raph. I don't think I'm going to reprint them. I feel like that's going to be my new, you know, I'm like supreme up in here. I'm like fucking sneaker drop, like, yo, yo, yo. If you got it, you got it. Yeah, totally. And then, you know.
Limited supply, high demand. It's good.
I think it's cool. And then the next thing, I just want to keep it all fresh and moving and creating new cool shit with artists I admire. So that's where my head's at.
Karina, I know the Instagram post, I'm sure, helped. Nate, you said his name was, his incredible design, I'm sure, helped. But I did give that t-shirt a glowing endorsement last week.
You did, and thank you.
And I do think that might have helped.
I really, really hope so, because I will continue to plug my limited merch drops on this podcast with you, Raf, and I look forward to, having a fashion brand all my own and making it rain.
Hell yeah.
On this podcast. So thank you. Thank you. Everybody helps. It's so nice, honestly. Like, thank you. Jesus. People are so, so nice to me. It's like over the top. Thank you. Wow. And like, you should see me, Karina Incorporated Fulfillment Services over here in the Hudson Valley. City girl out of the city, but I am straight up. There's a website called Shippo where you can print out your own shipping labels at home. So I like type in all the info. Then I print out all these labels. Then I cut it out. And then I tape it to a shipping, whatever you call it, like a big ass envelope is what I'm trying to say.
A package.
And then a package. Thank you. I've told you the brain is atrophying, but the spirit is high. And then I put a shirt and then a handwritten post-it note to each and every buyer.
Oh, wow.
That's what you can expect from Karina Inc. Fulfillment.
Wow.
Thank you.
Just take that audio and make it an ad.
Yes. Here at Karina Fulfillment, we take every customer seriously and like their family. So thank you for your time. That was a bad voiceover. I'll come up with a better pitch for myself. We're spending too much time. I'm so sorry. Thank you. Jason Steinberg. Thank you, Raf. Thank you to everybody who bought a shirt. You want to keep reading his listener mail? Let's go.
All right. Well, he said something nice about an Almonds recap from that ABB 50 show, which we mentioned, which I'm not going to get into. But basically, I had written a recap of the show, which he really appreciated. And then he also said, just want to send you guys some good vibes and say that I hope you're staying safe and sane. Keep crushing. Thank you, Jason. And thank for everybody for listening. Oftentimes, Karina and I feel like we are talking to ourselves. I'm sitting in my childhood bedroom talking to no one other than Karina over the phone. So it's nice to hear that people actually are out there opening up their ear holes to hear the words I'm saying right now. Do you agree, Karina?
It's actually, it's quite literally unreal. Yeah, it's really different, especially these days. Like, it used to be unreal when we would do this from the Relics office, but then it felt a little more real. And now it's just like, I really can't believe that, people are out there listening. Thanks, Jason. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, listening to us banter on, to nobody, but to people. You know what I mean?
Well, the sound of my mother clanging dishes in the kitchen nearby means that it's time for us to end the show. We've come to the end of our road. I don't know if you guys can pick it up, but it is loud. We hope everybody has an amazing week. The Grace Potter issue of Relics, we're doing another final call. If you want to subscribe and support independent music journalism, go to relics.com/grace. You can email us at rafandkarina@gmail.com if you want to be involved in listener mail, which we just did a little taste of today. 3 from the 7 is brought to you by Relics Media Group. Our producer is Will Schwerd, #SchwerdUp. Special thanks
to
Schwerd Up. Special thanks, as always, to Mr. Shane Palmer for mastering our audio. What a gentleman. What a scholar. Karina, as always, I'm just going to toss it over to you to give the people some wisdom, give them some knowledge, give them some love.
Oh, Shane Palmer, Sugar Shane. I mean, what can you say about a guy like Sugar Shane other than he absolutely murders and destroys this shit on a weekly basis? And Will Schwerd, I mean, come on. What are we even talking about here? Literally the maestro, the man, the myth. A full-blown legend. Wow. Yeah, dude. I am hoping that all the people out there are feeling as good as they can, despite the complete insanity that has been thrown at them. It's a day-at-a-time battle over here, or at least in my estimation it is. So people, keep your head up. Take it one day at a time, as if you were a full-blown alcoholic, trying to avoid that next gin and tonic. Thank you. I really hope that we make it through, but if your heart desires, go grab that gin and tonic. grab life by the balls. You're going to be all right.
Karina.
It's all going to be great. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Am I still talking? You see, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Who knows? Anyway, I love you guys so much.
If you're an alcoholic
you
and you're in recovery, don't have a drink.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that. No, I'm just referring to laymen, you know, like the laymen, you know, who are good with their consumption. What am I talking about again? Oh, right. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Raph, you are a dream. Best podcast wife ever. Thanks for letting me ramble on at the end here. That's it. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.